Christ, expression of God the great, inexhaustible, rich, and sweet, 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 God mingled with humanity, lives in me, my all. Sing to your neighbor, oh Christ, expression of God the great, inexhaustible, I all to be. Praise the Lord. I love this song. This is a Jubilee song. I believe we'll be singing this for eternity. Amen. Maybe we should just sing this all night long. Praise the Lord. I love 1 Kings 6. 1 Kings 6 in the Old Testament, it says, when they were building, that they were building God's house, there was not allowed to be the sound of a hammer or an axe or a saw at the building site where the temple was being built, God's house. No sound of the hammer, the axe, or the saw. But at the building site, according to 1 Chronicles 6, the only thing that could be heard was singing. And they sang until the house was built.
Amen.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
How many of you want to sing until the church is built?
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
The best way to build the church is sing!
Amen.
Which means enjoy this unsearchably rich, all-inclusive Christ. Well, thank the Lord for the vital factors of the Lord's recovery.
Amen.
Just repeating simply, the Lord's recovery is not an organization, the name of our church, something like this, a movement, but the Lord's move to bring us back to the beginning. In the beginning, there's just nothing but Christ.
Amen.
When we see Him, appreciate Him, love Him, eat Him, drink Him, are filled with Him, we become His enlargement. His enlargement is His body. It's His body. This wonderful Christ wants to be expressed according to His economy, which is a very vital factor. The truth of God's economy is the greatest truth in the Bible. With God's plan to dispense Himself into us, to make us His expression. His way, that is, in Christ, to go through steps and become a life-giving spirit so He could get into us as life. And His goal from all of His working, from the center of this, His work, which is the mark, which is Himself in our spirit, the goal is the reality of the body of Christ for His testimony. So hallelujah for the great, great truth of God's economy. And this is a vital factor in the Lord's recovery. What we saw earlier, this wonderful Christ is everything in God's economy. Everything in God's economy is nothing but Christ. Christ is everything. So we want to be controlled not only by the vision of God's economy, but controlled by the vision and appreciation for our wonderful, wonderful, all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
The Christ of the Bible is not a little, skinny, itty-bitty, teeny-tiny Christ. The Christ in the Bible is a Christ of fullness.
Amen.
Fullness overflowing.
Amen.
So great, overflowing the universe. And this dear one wants to constitute us with Himself and make us the expression of Himself in His fullness. So we have seen, we were seeing this afternoon, or this morning, second meeting, that this vital factor of the all-inclusive Christ, we really appreciate Him. We really see Him and appreciate Him and fall in love with Him when we see Him from the angle of His person and His work from eternity past on the bridge of time and through creation, and then through incarnation, through human living, through crucifixion. Thank the Lord for his wonderful death to solve every problem in the universe between us and God. And then his most powerful resurrection, praise the Lord, so that he himself was designated, officially divinized in his humanity, to be the firstborn Son of God.
Amen.
And he regenerated us. Everybody that has new genes, say amen.
Amen.
I got my original genes from Harry and Mabel, my mom and dad. They both went to be with the Lord. But praise the Lord, I got other genes. And Harry and Mabel are really glad I have those. They're happy that I have their genes. I was their son, but oh, they're even happier that I have the genes of the triune God.
Amen.
Everybody that has the genes of the triune God, say hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Genes determine everything. Thank the Lord, through his resurrection, he became the life-giving spirit so he could get into us to regenerate us. And not only that, by becoming the life-giving spirit, he becomes life to us so that we could become his fullness, we could be the reality of the body of Christ. Thank the Lord for all these aspects of this wonderful, all-inclusive Christ. You remember how it concluded? He became the life-giving spirit to be the content and reality of the body of Christ. So our content is not just emptiness. Our content is this wonderful, wonderful Christ who is life to us, not just objective, not just far away, but the very near, dear, experiential, applicable, minglable, wonderfulable Christ as the life-giving spirit. He is the one who is in us as our life to be the content and reality of the body of Christ. That's why we're here. We're here for the body of Christ. When he has his body, he has his expression. When he has his body, he has his bride. He has his satisfaction in love. Brothers and sisters, I was a Christian for many years, and the only angle I saw being a Christian from was from the side of my need. I need this. I need that. I was so grateful that he died for me, so grateful for God's love, but I didn't see anything of the side of his need. When we get to the truth of the economy of God, we have our view revolutionized because we're brought into his need, his heart's desire, his good pleasure. We're brought into his good pleasure, his purpose. And then our whole Christian life becomes revolutionized because we're not just, again, not just focusing on ourselves and what we need, how he can help me, how I'm going to get through this and that, but rather cooperating with him for his need, for his purpose. Then our whole human life and Christian life is full of meaning, full of reality. So what a precious mercy it is of the Lord for us to be under the vision of the truth of God's economy and under the controlling vision of this all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
Tonight, my prayer is, may we see him.
Amen.
Freshly in our spirit.
Amen.
May he appear to each one of us.
Amen.
That doesn't mean an outward kind of physical thing. But he appears to you by the taste of him. He appears to you through his opening up something in his word.
Amen.
He appears to you by your enjoyment of him. That's his appearing. And this appearing of Christ motivates us, motorizes us, impels us just to run after him.
Amen.
In Hebrews, it says at the end of Hebrews, look away unto Jesus, looking away. And the footnote says, he's the charming object. He's the immense magnet. He's the most wonderful, beautiful, precious one in the whole universe. And this outline will continue now on his person and his work, beginning with ascension. So, brothers and sisters, before I go any further, we did say a word this afternoon about baptism.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for baptism.
Hallelujah.
So I'm inserting a little thing. Mark 16:16, we believe, we cross, 1 foot goes over the line. But 1 foot over the line, 1 foot behind the line doesn't help. We want to believe and be baptized, both feet over the line. Praise the Lord, you're in. Our burden is that none of you would be hanging 1 foot over, 1 foot back, both feet, in the kingdom of God. I tell you, a hard Christian life, very difficult. What simplifies your Christian life brings you into the constant mingling of the triune God. Ooh. Underwater. Enjoying Jesus moment by moment.
Amen.
Drink by drink. Hallelujah!
Amen.
So my point is this. Brothers and sisters, there was a word about baptism. If you didn't turn in your name or let us know exactly who it is that's going to get baptized before the marriage meeting, don't worry, the deadline's not over. During this whole meeting, even some of you may be wrestling with this matter. But we're praying through this, even through this meeting, you would exercise your will to stand on the Lord's side.
Amen.
Take a stand. Your will is very critical. You know, one time there was a ministry meeting and the word was being ministered and our brother asked us, he said, where is faith? Where's faith mainly in you? I thought, oh, it's in my spirit. Faith is mainly in... And he said, faith is mainly in your will. When he said that, I nearly fell out of my chair. But it means that the will of man and the spirit of man are very intimately connected. The will of man, to some extent, was preserved. Otherwise, how could fallen, hopeless, helpless man ever decide and even choose Jesus to be his Savior? Somehow, there's a preserving. Brother Nee touches this. The will of man is a big thing. Satan wants your will. But I give my will to Jesus!
Amen.
So, just want to open this to you that through this meeting, any of you who are in between would step over the line.
Amen.
Choosing is a big thing.
Amen.
You know, when they're at the edge of the good land, in Deuteronomy 30, Moses stood up to the children of Israel. He said, this day, you know, heaven and earth testifies, set before you death and life. This day, choose life,
Amen.
That you and your household may live.
Amen.
Choose life. So we just encourage many of you, choose baptism. Choose baptism. We're not telling you, choose a ritual. No, some ritual. Choose baptism.
Amen.
And when we say baptism, baptism is real because all of us who will be involved in the environment will be exercising our spirit.
Amen.
Apparently you're baptized into water. Actually, you're baptized into the triune God.
Amen.
Into the Spirit. Amen. So we're not here for just outward ritual. We're here for the reality of baptism. So that we would be those really on the Lord's side, entering into the mingling, so we could be genuine members of the body of Christ.
Amen.
For the testimony of Jesus. Now, H, you know what H stands for? Hallelujah! Amen. After His resurrection, there's nothing left to say but hallelujah! In His all-transcending ascension. Oh, don't you love that phrase? His all-transcending ascension. God exalted Him. Saints, I love this. Bestowed on Him the name which is above every name. Brothers and sisters, people boldly, you know, you're at the bank or you're somewhere, you're filling out a deposit slip and there's other people leaning over and they name somebody's name, you know, McCain, Obama, and they talk about this name, that name. And somebody says, Jesus. Whoa. I tell you, there's a shame concerning His name. But this is the highest name in the universe.
Amen.
No name like the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is the highest name in the whole universe.
Amen.
How about we shout, hallelujah for the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah for the name of Jesus.
Please look up Philippians 2:9 right now. The Lord Jesus humbled Himself to be a slave. In Philippians 2, it says, let this mind be in you which was in Christ, Jesus, 2:5. And he humbled himself, and he became obedient, and he was obedient unto death, and not just death, but even unto the death of the cross, the most humiliating kind of death. He was obedient unto death. That the death of the cross. And then what's verse 9 say? Read verse 9 with a really strong spirit. And how about 9 through 11? Go.
Therefore also God highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should openly confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Amen! Right now, there's a lot of shame related to this name. But brothers and sisters, the truth is, Jesus is the highest name in the universe. There is no name like His name. Every name. You know, there's that little song, He's my Lord, He's my Lord. He has risen from the dead and He's my Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. One day, every knee will bow. Every tongue will openly confess. Not mutter, not blah, 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 blah. Openly confess Jesus Christ is Lord. Even the enemies will have to confess this. Then be thrown in the lake of fire. Hallelujah! I tell you, this is the highest name in the entire universe. Amen!
Amen!
Oh, we should be so proud of this name. Paul said in Romans 1, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. The power of God unto salvation. To everyone who believes. Okay? I've had experiences where like maybe two Mormons came to the door. I said, before you say anything, I just want to tell you Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the very God of this universe. He went to death. He was resurrected from the dead. He's ascended. He has the highest name in the universe. And every knee is going to bow and every tongue openly confess, you guys, let's do it right now. No, I don't mean you get better. I said, let's openly confess, Jesus Christ is Lord. And they refused. And I said, you know, if you don't, whoever doesn't do this eventually will be cast in the lake fire. In fact, everybody will have to confess anyway. But I said, we need to confess this name. If we don't believe in this dear one, confess his name. We're not ashamed of him. The destiny is the lake of fire. And I said, the second thing that will go in the lake of fire is any false Bible. And they were carrying the Book of Mormon. And as soon as I said that, the book went behind their back. But I had so much enjoyment, they never said a word. Eventually, they just walked off. But I enjoyed the Lord a lot, and I was convinced He's got the highest name in the universe.
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
So how about we stand up and shout two times, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus
Christ.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Saints, the Lord wants to impress us. Through His ascension, there's a song we sing, and I was hoping I could remember, but I don't remember what it is. His name is, I forgot. Anyway, His name is way up there. Yeah, what is it? Oh, what's that? The 1083 chorus? No. Jesus, oh what a name! Oh Lord Jesus, life-giving name. Name victorious, name all glorious, name exalted, oh what a name. Jesus, strengthening name, oh Lord Jesus, comforting name, name to breathe in prayer, calling everywhere. Hold it everywhere, in the bathroom, in the kitchen, in your car, in the bank, at home, in the school, at your place, at my, oh Lord Jesus, oh what a name. Sing it again, you hold everywhere, name every place you can think of. Jesus, oh what a name, oh Lord Jesus, a life-giving name, a name victorious, a name of glorious, name exalted, oh what a name, Jesus, strengthening name, oh Lord Jesus, comforting name, name to breathe in prayer, calling everywhere, on the way to school, at my home, in the bathroom, in the kitchen, in the living room, with the saints, in the hallway, in the meeting hall, at the restaurant, in my car, in my dorm, in the hotel, anywhere. Oh, Lord Jesus, oh, what a name. Oh, what a name! Wow, praise the Lord Jesus! Oh, when you call that name, you get everything! Everything he is. That's still not the song I was thinking about. There's another one, but anyway. No. Yeah, there's so many good songs. Amen. It'll come back someday. But saints, let's look at number one. Look at this. He ascended in his, not only his resurrection, but ascension. He is the all transcending one. He ascended Hades, where the dead people are being held. He stayed in the Death in Hades hotel for 3 days. After 3 days, he says, is that all you got? I'm checking out here. He took the keys. Revelation 1:18, he has the keys of death and Hades. Is that all you guys can do? I'm leaving. Goodbye, death and Hades. Transcended Hades, where the dead people are being held. He transcended the earth, where the fallen men are moving against God. You believe me, all over the earth, men moving against God. He transcended the air, where Satan and his power of darkness are acting against God. And he transcended all the heavens, even where Satan can go to accuse you and me. God has allowed for a while, until there are the overcomers that will join him to cast Satan out. But he transcended far above all. He transcended all these layers. All these layers. Not just to the heavens, but above all the heavens. He transcended. Hebrews 4:14, would you read that verse? That's a wonderful, wonderful verse. Hallelujah for this transcending, all transcendent Christ. Okay, what's Hebrews 4:14 say?
Having therefore a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast
the confession. Amen! He passed through the heavens.
Amen.
Jesus is the highest name in the universe. I tell you, name any name, and any name compared to his is junk. No name. You name any name. No name is like the name of Jesus. No name. Buddha gets you nowhere. Confucius gets you nowhere. And I don't think George Washington wanted us to call on his name anyway. But no name. Every name is vanity except Jesus. Jesus. Oh, what a name. Jesus. Jesus. Tell your neighbor just two or three times. Jesus. Jesus. We love the glorious name of Jesus. Oh, that's 1085, 1086. How we love the glorious name of Jesus. 'Tis the name above all names on earth or in heaven. As we breathe His precious name, darkness and death. Calling Jesus of that name. Then verse 2, calling Jesus the Amen. It's still not the right one. But it's a wonderful song. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you love that? Calling Jesus. Amen. What's verse 2? Lord Jesus, with our tongue we gladly confess Thy name. To the glory of the Father God above. For to us to speak Thy praise is the enjoyment of our days. Calling Jesus is to call the one we love. Calling Jesus is to call the one we love. I love Him. Everybody that loves Him say, I love Jesus. Saints, number 2, He's being transmitted as the resurrecting power, ascending power, subjecting power, and heading up power into the church, which is Christ's body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. Saints, these verses, I think, are the key verses for all of tonight. Ephesians 1, 19 to 23. I hope many of you would memorize these verses. These are the most awesome verses. When we went through the life study of Ephesians, we were told if we would practice to really speak these verses 10 times a day, our Christian life would be revolutionized. Even if we did this just for 10 days or for a month. These verses are so phenomenal. And rather than me just speaking them to you, which I don't mind doing, I'd like us to read them. Okay, let's start reading them. Go. It is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe, according to the operation of the might of His strength, which He caused to operate in Christ, in raising Him from the dead, and seating Him at His right hand in the heavenlies, far above all rule and authority and power and lordship and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And He subjected all things under His feet, and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of the one fills all in all. Hallelujah! How about sisters read 19? 19 and brothers 20 alternate. Go, sisters. Amen.
According to the operation of the might of His strength, which He caused to operate in Christ, in raising Him from the dead, and seating Him at His right hand in the heavenlies, far above all rule and authority and power and lordship, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come.
Amen. He subjected all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church,
which is His body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Don't you love these verses?
Amen.
I hope all of us would memorize these and even practice speaking these. I tell you, you speak these, you latch onto and identify with the all-transcending ascended Christ. You enjoy all this great power that's to the church. There's a song. All this great power is to the church, that she or all foes may tread. All this great power is to the church, that she or all her foes may tread. So Christ is not only sweetly dispensing himself, but powerfully transmitting himself.
Amen.
Don't you love that? He's head over all things. He's far above all rule and authority and power and lordship. Every name that is named is under him. And he subjected a few things, it says. No. Subjected all things under his feet. Amen. Brothers and sisters, you believe all things are subjected under Christ?
Amen.
Make your feet go on the floor. Yeah. Listen, this means even if you, as a member of the body, are just the foot of Jesus, even if you're a toe, a spiritual toe in the body of Christ, all negative things are under your feet.
Amen.
Amen. We're one with him.
Amen.
And he gave him the head over all things to the church. Amen. The church is his body. The fullness of the one. Fullness means fullness. Ooh, fullness. Big. And when there's fullness, wow, there's an expression there. And the fullness means there's an expression of all the riches of Christ. In Ephesians 3:8 it says, the unsearchable riches of Christ. By enjoying this unsearchably rich Christ, we become the fullness of this wonderful Christ as his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. Hallelujah for this wonderful, ascended, and now transmitting Christ. So isn't this good, saints? To you, right this minute, to you, to the church, to you right now is resurrecting power, ascending power, subjecting power, and heading up power. You need to claim this. Don't try to feel it. Don't try to imagine it. Just stand with God's Word. God's Word tells us this wonderful ascended Christ is a fourfold power to us. Resurrecting, ascending, subjecting, and heading up. Amen!
Amen!
So, this power is able to overcome everything. Your outward circumstances may not change, like Paul was in prison. But even in that prison, he enjoyed the transcending power. And he was like the emperor in jail, controlling everything. And he was the captain on the ship when the ship was about to sink. And he was just a prisoner because he was enjoying this transmitting of the transcended Christ. But anyway, saints, last but not least there, it mentions the heading up power. Heading up power is to the church, which is Christ's body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. The heading up power. I love this, brothers and sisters. Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37 is the vision that Ezekiel saw of the valley of dry bones, and the bones, it says, were dry, scattered, disjointed. And verse 1 says, very dry. And that's us. That's us. But by Ezekiel speaking, it was a picture of Christ as the transcendent one transmitting. Able to do what? To head us up. Even to bring the bones together. And the bones came together not in a disorderly way, but in a good order. Eventually stood on their feet, air was breathed in, and they became a living army. So as we participate, calling on the Lord, loving the Lord, praising Him, He's the ascended one. He deserves all the praise. His name is above every name. He deserves us to call on Him. What's it say at the end of the book of Hebrews 13:15? says, therefore, let us offer up continually to God the sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of lips confessing His name. One of the best ways to praise the Lord is to say, Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, we enjoy this wonderful fourfold power. Anyway, in Ezekiel, all the bones came together in a good order. Brother and sister, don't worry so much about who you should be with, who you're going to marry. Just take care of Christ. He'll put you with the right bone. He knows how to put the bones together. Give Him first place in your life. He'll put you with the right bone. He put Bob and Mary together, and both of them could say, this time it is bone of my bone. Hallelujah! So many of us have experienced this. When the Lord's given preeminence, He puts you with the right person related to marriage, the right roommate, the right everything. Everything. Everything is in order under the heading up power of Christ. He's the transcendent Christ, the heading up Christ. Now, number 3 and 4 go together. He's the Lord and the Christ. Peter was preaching in Acts 2. He said, this Jesus, whom you crucified, God has made Him both Lord and Christ. Lord means He's the authority in the universe. Christ, He's the commissioned one to carry out God's purpose. He's the anointed one, carrying out God's commission. This is a tremendous verse. And then number four, says He is the leader of all the kings and the Savior. Acts 5:31 calls Him the leader and the Savior. He is the leader. Brothers and sisters, He's the leader, He's the Savior. Like I mentioned in a message recently, I don't know if any of you heard of it, when I was in Australia the last time in June, there was this guy who was in a restaurant talking with a brother in a cafe, and this guy overheard us, an Australian guy. He says, hey, where are you from? He heard my accent. And he says, I just want to know one thing. How's this election going to go in America? He was even puzzled himself. And I said to him, I cannot tell you, but I can tell you one thing. I said, I love the Lord Jesus with all my heart. And I said, I'm going to tell you one thing. We are praying desperately that the Lord would put the proper person into office for His administration.
Amen.
And for His economy.
Amen.
He says, I like your answer. Then he went over to his table, began to eat. Then he came back. He says, can I eat with you guys? He's an attorney in the city of Sydney and wanted to just ask questions. And it turned out he was a believer. We had a wonderful time. All of us are voting for Jesus. Amen!
Amen!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
How about we call right now, Oh Lord Jesus, head up this election. Oh Lord
Jesus, head up this election.
And He will.
Amen.
Whatever you go into the ballot box, don't go in your mind, go in your spirit.
Amen.
Okay, He's the leader and the Savior, and He's the ruler of the kings of the earth, overseeing everything. Saints, I love this. He's the leader, arranging the whole earth. He's arranging. I've told this story, but I just cannot help but tell it again. In Israel, right now, the Lord is moving there strongly. But how is He moving so strongly in Israel? So many unbelieving Jews there. But He's moving strongly because the Lord sent. Under so much persecution, many Jews migrated to Russia. Then out of persecution again, they're sent back out of Russia and immigrated into Israel. When I was there in 77 in Israel, there was 3 million people. Now there's over 6 million. And a million of them are from Russia. And these Russian Jews are wide open to the truth. Because 70 years in communism, They got stripped of all their belief. No God, no God, no God. So they come back, come to the truth, they're just like an open book. Right on me. And now they're just open vessels. Who did this? The Lord is the leader. And like I got a letter from email from Brother Collie Joseph, and just a little bit he's going to go to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. And the church there came into existence, just a group of college students. A few years back, they became the church in Addis Ababa, all of them university students, and they thought they were the only local church on the face of the earth. And in 2006, I think, they discovered us through a sister who had visited there, and she was an American, anyway, through email. Anyway, now they're all connected. They had no idea. And how did the Lord arrange that? And if you would go there, you just cannot believe what the Lord is doing. He is the leader and the Savior.
Amen.
Another illustration. I just love this one. This Japanese fellow moved to Brazil when he was a kid. Grew up in Brazil. Married a Brazilian, went to college, got his PhD in America in Louisiana, met some brothers on the campus, and people began to meet in his home. He and his wife got baptized. Baptized! Amen!
Amen!
Right before he finished his PhD. And he came into the church life, really became part of the body of Christ in reality. Then his work and everything took him. And now, where is he? He's a leading one in the church in Perth, Australia. You ever heard of Perth? That's out there in the boondocks. That's on the west coast. And I've been to his home a number of times. But I just love this. Who, under the leadership of Christ, he takes a Japanese man, puts him in Brazil, falls in love with a Brazilian, moves him to Louisiana, where they don't even know how to speak English. I'm only kidding. Sorry. Helps him to get saved. Brings him through his job, his PhD, and takes him back to Australia, where it's also hard to understand their English. Ricky knows. But it's us that have the accent, not them. Anyway, just teasing. Praise the Lord!
Amen.
He's the leader and the Savior. I love in Russia, saints, when we first went there, the Russians were so open because communism collapsed. They received everything. You know, sometimes on campus, like at UCLA or somewhere, you're out there passing out tracts. Somebody takes, throw it away, trash, throw it on the ground. In Russia, not one went to the ground. Down in the 250 feet underground or whatever, you're at the subway station, everybody, there's not one tract on the ground. Initially. That's not like that now. But initially. And there was one tract that ended up on the ground, but a person came through and he had chewing gum on his shoe. And the tract stuck to his shoe. Somehow when he got to where he was going, he read it, got in contact with whatever was there. I think that's how he got saved, got baptized. Came into the church life, went through the full-time training, and I think he served the Lord full-time. It all started with chewing gum on a shoe. Hallelujah!
Amen.
The Lord is just awesome. He's the leader. He's the Savior.
Amen.
I could tell you story after story. Every one of us is a miracle. Every one of us is a miracle. That this wonderful leader is heading up and arranging the whole universe for God's economy.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen!
So let's vote for Jesus.
Amen!
Amen.
Amen.
He's the leader.
Amen.
Saints, number 5 and 6 go together. He's the high priest. Praise the Lord. He's the high priest. He's the mediator and surety of a new covenant. Saints, as the high priest, it means he's always caring for us. He's always caring for us. His garment down to his feet, his Revelation 1, he's girded about at the breasts with a golden girdle. He cares for us with the strength of his divinity in love. And the garment to the feet indicates he renders all-inclusive, tender care. He is the head over all things. He really knows how to care. Brothers and sisters, in the life study of Hebrews, or in the book of Luke at the end of chapter 24, it says, don't interpret. Christ is the high priest. He's praying. He's interceding. He's taking care. He renders good care over all the saints and all the churches. Sometimes negative things can happen, apparently. Like I remember the death of a co-worker. But when that co-worker died at a young age, I realized, I had just read that, I realized, don't interpret. The Lord's care is positive. So even at the memorial, not one drop of faith leaked out. Because the Lord is not only the leader and the Savior, He's the high priest, rendering all-inclusive, tender care to His people for His testimony. His care is always positive. Number six is so good, I mentioned it, but He's the mediator and surety. Surety means guarantee. You know, a lot of people, you know, you go into a store, buy this vacuum, guaranteed. No, there's all these guarantees. There's not one guarantee that's worth much anything. But the new covenant has a guarantee.
Amen.
That guarantee is Christ. Amen.
Amen.
David, right? It is guaranteed that David will become exactly the same as Jesus.
Amen.
In life and nature.
Amen.
He will become just like Him.
Amen.
Guaranteed.
Amen.
Amen. So tell your neighbor, it is guaranteed that you will become just like Christ in His life and nature. Then saints, number seven, He's the minister of the heavenly holy of holies. He's the minister. Saints, He's the minister. Right now, He's ministering. I'm not here for this or that. I'm just here to be one with Him in His heavenly ministry.
Amen.
Right now, at this moment, He is in His heavenly ministry.
Amen.
Much busier than He was in His earthly ministry. Hebrews 1:3, the footnote just says, wow, He's the one on the throne. He's our daily salvation, moment by moment supply.
Amen.
He's ministering this heavenly life into us, enabling us to live a heavenly life on this earth.
Amen.
Who's your minister? Jesus!
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, hey neighbor, my minister is Jesus. That's my minister. Amen. My minister is Jesus. And He's the paraclete, advocate, alongside of us, of the New Testament believers. Saints, praise the Lord, right alongside of you, whether you feel it, you don't feel it. The truth is, He is your advocate. Rendering care, always alongside, to bring you through any kind of intermixed and complicated situation. He's the paraclete, advocate. And number nine, He is the New Testament believer's intercessor at the right hand of God. I love this. Again, this touches His being the high priest. Let's read Romans 8:34 so that we could be infused with faith. Romans 8:34. Oh Lord, thank You for Romans 8:34. In fact, brothers and sisters, let us read Romans 8. Let us read Romans 8, 31 to 39. These verses are so awesome, we need to read these and be infused with faith. All of those 10 verses, or 9 verses, go. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can
be against us? Indeed, He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all,
they give us all things.
Who shall
bring the charge against God's chosen ones? It is God who justifies. Who is He who condemns? It is Christ Jesus who died, and rather who was raised, who is also at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Written for your sake, we are being put to death day long. We. But in all these things, we more than conquer through Him. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor power, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah! Oh, our high priest is for us! Who can be against us? Nobody. What a positive, awesome Christ we have in ascension as the high priest. Not condemning us, but altogether for us, making everything in our entire life work together for good. To make us sons of God, conformed to the image of the firstborn Son, Jesus Christ. So, brothers and sisters, this is this wonderful, all-transcending ascension, this ascended Christ who's exalted and has the highest name in the universe. The main point here, saints, never stop breathing the Lord's name. Never stop calling on the Lord's name. All the time, Lord Jesus. Amen. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. Jesus. Sing His name. Sing His name. Praise His name. Hallelujah! Everything of Him, everything related to Him, all of this fourfold power is in His name. Okay, in His organic salvation, Christ, as the life-giving Spirit, is everything to the believers. Praise the Lord. In His organic salvation, Christ is everything to the believers. I was talking with a sister at dinner tonight, and she was asking, what's it mean, saved in His life? To be saved from hell is one thing, but to be saved in His life is another. To be saved in His life means He has come into us to be our life, and as the wonderful life within us, He is saving us constantly from a multitude of things. How many of you need saved oftentimes from loneliness? How many of you need saved sometimes from unhappiness? How many of you need saved from complaining? How many of you need saved from goofing off? How many of you need saved from being selfish? How many of you need saved from being independent? How many of you need saved from being fleshy, loving the world? We need saved from a host of things. Wow, when we call the name Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, we get saved from a host of things. You know that hymn, 1083, it even mentions that. 1083, it says that. It says, verse 2 or something like that, 1083. Okay. 1083. Okay. 1083. Yeah, it says, call upon the name of Jesus and you will be saved. O Lord Jesus, hallelujah, never more enslaved. We may take salvation's cup by calling on the Lord, salvation from a host of things does His dear name afford. Praise the Lord! Thank you, Bill. This is wonderful. We need saved from a host of things. In fact, none of us realize how many enemies we have. We don't have any idea. We don't have any idea. But when you call on Jesus, you get the heavenly smart bomb that knows how to go down the street, turn left, turn right, and go in the third story window and blow his head off. You know, the high-tech warfare, when we first went to Iraq in 91, I think, then you just saw these missiles go down the street, turn right, go, you know, second floor window, number 1033, OPEC Street or something, I don't know. Anyway, oh, Lord Jesus! Hallelujah! We call on the Lord, all the smart bombs are released. We don't even know what all the enemies are, but the Lord smashes them. And we are delivered and saved from so many problems. Saved from so many problems. How many of you, tell me the truth, how many of you sometimes need saved from discouragement? I think the hand should go way up. Otherwise, you're a liar. How many of you need saved from lying? Oh, when we call the name Jesus, oh Lord Jesus, we get saved from a host of things. So number one says, He's our life. What's it mean to be saved? What's it mean to be saved? It means saved. Look at Romans 8, brothers and sisters, is the most awesome chapter. And it ends with those verses we read. It ends with love. It's a love affair. But first of all, it's a life affair. Look at Romans 8. Look at the verses that are on that page. Would you open your Bible? Romans 8, 2, 6, 10, and 11, I think. Look at those verses. This wonderful Christ, after death and resurrection, became a wonderful spirit who's called the Spirit of Life. And this Spirit of Life operates as the most powerful law, principle, able to free us from everything, able to save us to the uttermost from the guttermost. He is able to save us by being our life to the uttermost from the guttermost. What's the guttermost? The guttermost is being sons of devil. What's the uttermost? Sons of God. Amen! He's able, how? By the being the law of the Spirit of Life, when we call on Him, we open to Him right away. He comes into Micah's spirit. When Micah continues to call on Him and enjoy Him, ooh, Micah's mind is set on the Spirit. And Micah's mind, his thoughts get saved. They get renewed. And he continues to enjoy the Lord. The Lord makes home. And actually even infuses Micah with life to his mortal body. I've been on some trips, brothers and sisters, in Africa, different places. I was so tired. I could lay on the concrete floor and been out in a second. But I was responsible to take care of something. And by the energy, the supply of the life, I got saved! Sometimes you come to a meeting and you're sleepy and this and that. But by being in the meeting, just the singing, the hearing of the word, opening up, saying, Amen!
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 Oh, wow. We get energy. We get life to the mortal body. So what is salvation in Romans 8? Salvation means this wonderful triune God makes your entire tripartite being life.
Amen.
The same as Him.
Amen.
That is salvation.
Amen.
Wow.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
That's salvation.
Amen.
So, this is wonderful, wonderful, saints. He's our life. That's what it means to be saved. To be saved means to become the same as He is.
Amen.
In His life. When you become the same as He is, wow, you know what happens? When people see Matt, they see Christ. Okay, number two, He's our necessities and our enjoyment. I touched this morning. He's our necessities. He's our enjoyment. He's our enjoyment!
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, this weekend I'm here. I'm on holiday. I'm on vacation in the Pocono Mountains. Because Christ is my enjoyment!
Amen.
Well, we're not here just some kind of job. We've got to do this. We're here enjoying this Christ. He is so rich, so enjoyable. He wants to be everything to us. Everything. Anyway, all these verses, saints, are tremendous. They're tremendous. You know, Matthew 11:28 is good. I mentioned it earlier about come and go. Matthew 11:28 says, all who labor and are heavy laden, come to me, and I'll give you rest. And you know what rest means there? It means refreshment, relaxation, and recreation. Can you believe that? Many people say, I can't wait. I can't wait to relax and be refreshed. I want some recreation. Every time you come to Christ, who's our life, you enjoy refreshment, relaxation, and the best recreation. Amen! Hallelujah! He's our heavenly football, basketball, volleyball, bowling, lawn bowling, badminton, anything. Ice skating, Pocono skiing. Amen! Hallelujah for this wonderful Christ. He is our enjoyment. He's our enjoyment. Oh, wow. He is God's power and God's wisdom to us. Brothers and sisters, you've got to look up 1 Corinthians 1:24. It is too awesome. 1 Corinthians 1:24. He is God's power and God's wisdom. Sorry, not 124, 130. But of Him. But of Him. Okay? Look, stand up, Micah. But of Him, you, Micah, are in Christ Jesus, Amen. Who became wisdom to us. Amen. He's transmitting Himself to us. Amen. There's a dispensing and a transmitting to us.
Amen.
From God, both righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
Amen.
Righteousness is a matter of your spirit. When Christ becomes your life, your spirit is life because of righteousness.
Right.
Then as He makes home in your soul, there's sanctification.
Amen.
You become the same as He in your mind, as He is in mind, emotion, and will. And then it says redemption.
Right.
And redemption means this is your body. Eventually your body will experience redemption.
Amen.
God's wisdom and God's power is in Christ to make us the same as He is in our spirit, in our soul, and in our body.
Amen.
This is wisdom.
Amen.
To make a masterpiece out of a mess. To make us who are snakes into the bride of Christ.
Amen.
That's wisdom.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but the Lord has had mercy on a big rascal. How about you? Maybe you're at least a little rascal. But the Lord's wisdom, the wisdom. What's it say? But of Him are you in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us from God, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption.
Amen!
Hallelujah for this wonderful Christ. This wonderful Christ who in His ascension and resurrection is our organic Savior.
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we get to call on Him all the time. Lord Jesus. Oh Lord. Oh Lord, I love You.
Amen.
Praise the Lord!
Amen.
Saints, I tell you, I've asked this before, I'm going to ask you again. Who's the happiest Christian in this room? Good, I saw that hand. I am! What's that mean? That means whoever's being saved right now.
Amen.
But because He's so available as the wonderful, life-giving, saving, organic Spirit, anytime we touch Him, enjoy Him, open to Him, especially by calling on His name, we enjoy salvation.
Amen.
Salvation makes you a happy person. Not only are you rescued from negative things, but you're brought into Him.
Amen.
As the all-inclusive, wonderful, rich, good land. Now, Jay, brothers and sisters, in the intensified work of God's organic salvation, He is the sevenfold intensified Spirit to produce the overcomers and consummate the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
Praise the Lord! Our Christ, because of degradation, is not only the life-giving Spirit, but He has been intensified. He has been intensified. But what he needs from us is our opening. We need to see. We need a vision concerning Christ being the intensified Spirit. And we need to be those who open to him, give him the ground, so that he can save us from all the degradation outside of us and all the degradation that's inside of us. And it is great. But thank the Lord, he's the sevenfold intensified Savior, well able to save us to the uttermost.
Amen.
Hebrews 7:25, able to save us to the uttermost. Now, Revelation 2:7, would you open your Bible? Excuse me, Revelation 2:7, marvelous, 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 marvelous. Thank you, Lord, for Revelation 2:7. Church in Ephesus, the first church spoken to. 7 says in verse 4, sorry, chapter 2, verse 4, I have one thing against you. You've left your first love. And you need to repent. Remember where you're fallen from. Repent. Do the first works. Otherwise, I'm going to remove your testimony, the lampstand. Then 7, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I'll give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. So, brothers and sisters, as we overcome by returning to the Lord every day, even tonight in the meeting, return from everything to him as our first and best love.
Amen.
We return to him, we enjoy him as life, and we get saved.
Amen.
We get saved to become his lampstand, to become his testimony, the testimony of Jesus. I just enjoyed singing the other day. I was occupied with several things, and my wife knew it, but I took a walk, and I was just really enjoying. Any of you who know it can sing with me the chorus. Lord, I've been drawn off by many things. Now I turn my heart back, oh, how it sings. I repent of loving other things. Jesus, Lord, you're my first love. Brothers and sisters, the key here to enjoying his intensified work is love. He's the intensified Spirit revealed in Revelation. The first need opened up concerning our responsibility is to love him with the first love. We love him.
Amen.
We enjoy sevenfold intensified salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen!
Rescuing us from a host of things and doing what we never could do. Praise the Lord for our wonderful, saving, sevenfold intensified Christ as the Spirit. Amen! Now, Kay, brothers and sisters, in his coming back, he will be the Son of Man. Some believe that after Christ died, he's no longer a man. No, he's the Son of Man in resurrection, Son of Man in ascension. He's the Son of Man in his coming back. And we'll see he's the Son of Man for eternity. Number one, he will be the morning star to the overcomers. Revelation 22:16. Would you please open to that? That is an awesome verse. Revelation 22:16. Revelation 22:16. And a wonderful, wonderful verse. Just by the near the conclusion of the whole Bible. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify you these things for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright morning star. How about to your neighbor, just say, neighbor, hallelujah for the bright morning star. Now look at the footnote 16:4. At his coming back, Christ will be the rising sun to his people generally. But the morning star to his watching lovers particularly. And these are the overcomers. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is going to come back secretly. The only ones ready will be the watching lovers. Every day, the Lord wants us to be watching lovers. Watching lovers. The only ones who are watchful are lovers. So again, Revelation begins with, you've left your first love. Revelation ends with, you want to be ready for my coming? Be a watchful lover. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to just say at this point, I hope we would never, ever stop telling the Lord 1,000 times a day if we have to, Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord, I love you. Oh, Lord, I love you. Nothing but love can keep us in a proper relationship with the Lord. Lord, I love you. Even sing our love to Him. Oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. I love you. I love you. How about we sing this song Brother Howard wrote? Lord, I just love you. If you don't know it, just make up your own words. And there's no one like you in the whole universe. I have no other one like you. Lord Jesus, I love you. Amen. Lord, I love you. I cannot tell you how many times loving the Lord has saved me. Loving the Lord has saved me. Thank the Lord for His wonderful person and work in eternity past, in creation, in His incarnation, human living, resurrection, ascension, His organic salvation, His intensified work, and even in His coming back. He's the lovable Son of Man.
Amen.
Who will be ready for the Lord's coming? Amen. Brothers and sisters, why are we having this weekend conference? Is it just to do something?
No.
Okay, because we do it every... I tell you, we want to be ready!
Amen.
I want to be ready for the Lord's coming!
Amen.
Everything on this earth Satan is using to make us dull, numb, so that we're not ready. Thank the Lord we could get away for a couple of days to get ready to be His watching lovers. Okay, look at number two. He's coming as the bridegroom to the church. How is the Lord coming back? I tell you, don't be occupied with the world situation. Be occupied with Christ coming back. We pray for the world, but we need to be ready for our bridegroom. And while we're ready for our bridegroom, Revelation 22:17 says, wow, while you're calling, oh Lord, come back. The Spirit and the bride say, come, come Lord. While we're calling for Him to come back, we're also always concerned for any sinner to get saved, to be redeemed and drink the water of life. That's the best way. The best way to be ready. Not only love the Lord, but love people.
Amen.
Love them. Give them Christ. That helps you to be ready. I on flights, I take a lot of flights. And I'm so, the Lord is, by His mercy, able to infuse and interact with somebody near me, a passenger. I tell you, that keeps me ready. Loving the Lord and keeping us burdened for people, one with them that they would drink the water of life. He will be the Savior to Israel. He'll be the Judge to the Gentiles. He'll be another angel to take possession of the earth. Now we come to El, in His kingdom. Praise the Lord in His kingdom.
Amen.
He will be the Son of Man and the King.
Amen.
Jesus is King.
Amen.
And again, brothers and sisters, believe it or not, Revelation 2, 26 and 27, talk about being overcomers. But verse 28 says, What does verse 28 say? It says something about the morning star. Would you read that?
And to him I will give the morning star.
To him, the overcomer, I'll give the morning star. Again, it means we want to be a watching lover.
Amen.
The best way to be ready for the kingdom is to be a watching lover.
Amen.
A watching lover. Then, saints, the last point, let's read M and all the points under it together. Go. In the new... Whoa, hold. Let's read with our spirit. Don't just read like the Los Angeles Times. Let's read. You exercise our spirit, okay? Do our best. In the new... He will
be everything to his chosen,
regenerated,
transformed, and glorified by
our people.
Number one. He will be the
Lamb. Amen. Number two.
He will be the husband.
Number three.
He will be the temple.
Four.
He will be the Lamb.
Number five. Six.
He will be the tree of life.
Seven.
He will be the Son of Man.
Eight.
He will be the shepherd.
Ultimately, he will be everything.
Amen.
Saints, as the Lamb, praise the Lord. He comes as a lamb, not as a lion to scare you to death, but a huggable, lovable lamb. Amen. And look at number two. He'll be the husband. Oh, our loving husband. No husband in the whole universe like him, right? What a husband. What a husband. I'm a lousy husband compared to him. Oh, he's such a good husband. Perfect husband. We're failure husbands. But what a husband. Oh, how we love him. Seven, he's the Son of Man. Eventually, he is the shepherd. So ultimately, brothers and sisters, we want to see this Christ, appreciate this Christ, enjoy this Christ, love this Christ, and speak the truth about this Christ everywhere.
Amen.
For the building up of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen!
May we have our spirit open, our heart open, our mouth open, as we open, get into the Word to see this marvelous, all-inclusive Christ, see Him, appreciate Him, experience Him, enjoy Him, love Him, and speak Him. And this is for the building up of His body and the preparation of His bride. Oh, Christ, expression of God, the inexhaustible, rich, and sweet, God mingled with humanity. Lives where? Lives in me. To be what? My all. Sister standing. Oh. Amen. Wow, lives in me. Brothers, oh, Christ, expression of God the Great, inexhaustible, rich, and sweet, God mingled with humanity, lives in me, all to be. Everybody, oh, Christ, of God the great, inexhaustible, rich, and sweet, God mingled with humanity, lives in me, my all to be. Oh, Christ! Oh, Christ! Oh, Christ! Oh, Christ! Isn't that good? The highest name in the whole universe.
Amen.
And the most lovable person.
Amen.
Brother and sister, you can be seated. Okay. For just 30 seconds, share with your neighbor anything you enjoyed or read to them something you enjoyed. Okay.